She's like, I kind of fucked up last night. So I actually have a wife, and our text messages somehow got sent to my stepson's iPad, and she read them. So could you just like do me a solid? And if she reaches out to you, I cannot make this shit up. If she reaches out to you, could you just like go along with like, I was trying to help you find your friends, because that's kind
of. Girl, stop talking. All the shit that people are thinking but not saying. I'm not even like drunk. I've just been like drinking. Does my podcast offend you? Men, if you're listening, I apologize in advance. Women, hey bitches, are you ready? Are you still talking? Girl, stop talking.
Okay. What the fuck is up, bitches? Today, it's fucking Saturday night. Okay, I'm pre-recording this a couple days before Monday. So if you missed this, I'm sure you're listening it to now on Monday. Well, the last week I decided to post a little questions box, and we were basically going to talk about the trend, am I the asshole? I know it's been done time and time again, but your girl just dedicated herself to doing weekly drops, and we got to push the content, you know what I mean? So very, very last minute, I decided to go live on Instagram. Hello, Instagram. I'm also recording at the same time. Honestly, I'm so fucking nervous right now. I haven't been this nervous to record an episode since I like first started. It's weird because you think I would be used to it. I mean, I talk so much on Instagram and really like overshare stories, but the recording part is different. Like, nobody's here when I'm recording. It's just me acting like people are here. It's like me and all the different people in my head. And we're like, we need to get this information out. You know what I mean? So knowing that there is a live audience, oh my God, I wish you guys could like hear my fucking heartbeat. It's beating so fast. I made an extra double martini. So happy Saturday. If you're on IG, go ahead and cheers with me. Also, for everyone that contributed to the Am I the Asshole trend, whether you were bullied or did it at your own free will, thank you so much, because I wouldn't be able to do this episode without you. So cheers. I'm literally shaking. Okay, before we get into the episode, well, whatever, I just fucking introed myself. You know what? We're just gonna get into the episode. You guys literally wrote in some like crazy, wild, funny ass things that I could read off, and I have no other outline other than the fact that I'm just gonna read these. So I borrowed my son's composition book because all the other tech is being used. Okay, wait, I just want to look at the comment that you guys are leaving. Wow, we have a whopping 5 people on. Okay. I feel less stressed out now. Me thinking there's going to be like 400 people. No, not that many people fucking care. Okay, so we're just going to jump straight into it. Am I the asshole? Girl, stop talking version. Let's go. Okay. Am I the asshole for not inviting certain people to my wedding, even though it's my dad's fam? I feel like no. I don't think you are the asshole, because first of all, I think people tend to forget like it's your fucking wedding. I think the only reason why, like the big reason why parents would even have a say in the plans is if they're the ones paying for it. So if you're making your own fucking bag and you're getting married, you can invite whoever the fuck you want. Or you can literally just be like, you know what? It's small, friends and family only, and we're not doing extended family. regardless. It's your fucking wedding day. There's so many like crazy like traditions and wild expectations upon people. And I'm sure it's a highly stressful time. There's so much planning and shit that is going on. But at the end of the day, it's your day and you need to be fucking happy. So I say no, you're not the fucking asshole. Your dad's the asshole. Okay. Am I the asshole for not introducing my boyfriend to my family? We've been dating for 2 years, but my family is nuts and I don't want to scare him. Okay, so you've been dating your boyfriend for 2 years. Are you the asshole for not introducing him to the family? I feel like this is hard because I think it depends on like what your boyfriend wants. Is he really interested? Is he continuously bugging you about it? Is it starting arguments in your relationship? I think if it's like taxing the actual relationship, then yes, you're the asshole. But also, you know what? I'm just gonna say yeah. And that's, I didn't think I was gonna say yes to this one because I'm all for you doing what feels comfortable for you. But also, like, if this is the person that you want to be with and this person wants to be with you, then your, whether your family's nuts or not, like, they love, they're supposed to, your partner is supposed to love you for you. You know, I know family can get complicated, but it, at the end of the day, if they leave you because of your family, it wasn't really your person. So yeah, girl, it's time for him to meet the fam. Sorry. I feel like I'm going really fast because I'm so nervous. Shout out to the IG Livers, all three of you that are listening right now. What's the drink with me? Oh shit, it's like going in and out. Okay, I'm feeling a little less nervous. I just need to keep drinking my double vodka martini. Okay. Am I the asshole for telling someone they have a booger in their nose? No. Unless you're a dick about it. Unless you're being an asshole about it. Are you like, dude, you got a fucking booger in your nose, bro? And you're like doing it really loud and you're in front of people. Then I think, yeah, you're the asshole. But if you're like, girlfriend, got a little boogie in there, you know, just, you know. Then no. I think more people need to be honest about hygiene and stuff like that in public. Like, nobody wants to be walking around with a fucking booger in their nose, just like hanging out on the side, and you're just standing there like fucking staring at it. Like, should I say something? I don't know. I think if you see someone with a booger in their nose or something in your teeth and you don't say anything, then you're the asshole. Damn. Okay, am I the asshole for saying to a guy with a small dick, are you gonna put it in yet? even though it's been in the whole time. Yeah. Yeah. I think if you know it's in and you know he has a small dick, you're definitely the asshole for that. It's like, girl, you're really like hitting them where it hurts. Why are you even fucking at that point? If you know, but if you're like genuinely like, is it in? Then see, these are what's so hard. It's like, I feel like I need more context to the story to really like be dedicated and hit a fucking yes or no. Because I think if you're just hooking up with someone, you know that they have a small dick and then you're like, are you gonna put it in? Then for sure you're the asshole. Let me tell you a story. I don't know how much of this I can say on IG Live before they like kick me off for like community guidelines or something, but I guess we'll see how it goes. I have been in this position before, and I actually shared this whole fucking story on my very first episode, but dear Lord, as much as I want to say, go back and watch it. It was so bad. The editing was horrible. It was just like, girl, what are we doing? You know? And I remember I was having sex with this guy and I was on top and we were like getting at it. We were going at it. And then he literally looks at me and goes, I can't even feel you right now. I'm sorry, what? you can't feel me? I am riding it. So I was like shocked in that moment. And I think, what did I even do? I can't believe I'm talking about this live. Okay. So in that moment, I was like going to defend myself because I'm like, what? I know it's not me. What do you mean? I'm literally sitting on you. So I like reached back around and started like jerking. I was like, can you feel that? And he did feel that. And then we had to stop. It was just very awkward. Okay, anyways. Next one. Am I the asshole for asking, what the fuck am I supposed to do with this before giving a blowjob? Yes. Yes, girl. You're the asshole. You can't. Listen, it's 2024. We're not sex shaming anymore. You work with what you got, or you excuse yourself and say, you know what? I don't feel like I don't think I want to do this, and excuse yourself kindly and leave. But I think shaming someone for something they are probably most likely already insecure about, it's not it. It's not the one. I'm not here for it. Yes, you're the asshole. Am I the asshole for picking up chicks? Wait. Am I the asshole for picking up chicks at Planned Parenthood? No, you are their savior. Maybe you are their savior. Unless, are you there with your girl who's also at Planned Parenthood? Because then, yeah, you're the asshole. But I don't know. I mean, if you're just like hanging out outside, that also might be kind of fucking creepy. So, okay. Am I the asshole for mirroring energies, even if unkind? Okay, so I'm assuming this one means like you're mirroring someone's energy. So the way that they're coming off and speaking towards you, even when they're unkind, you're mirroring that back to them. I don't like this. I'm gonna say yes, because I think it's easy to like excuse yourself and just continue to be who you are. I think if you are mirroring it, it's like a super passive aggressive and a lot more energy to like give back to someone that's already being so negative. I think if you're like in a situation like that, then you're just like, I don't know, what people just need to like understand how to communicate a little better and be like, hey, honestly, I didn't really like that comment that you made. I felt like a little judged when you said something like that. Or it just seems really negative. I don't accept that. That is literally one of the best things that I have learned through like my self-awareness communication journey of just like growing up and dealing with my shit and being more self-aware of like just the whole situation, really being able to like remove myself and put myself in someone else's shoes, is you don't have to accept what someone says about you. And a lot of the times that's them projecting how they're feeling, which we have talked about this before in previous episodes. It's, I feel when you, not you make me feel. Anyone that's saying you make me feel is someone who's projecting the way they're feeling onto you. And my response to that is, you know what? No, I don't accept that. I don't believe that to be true. And then you just fucking smack that shit right back down. Bye. Okay, now we're getting in. I kind of like organize these in a way that we can kind of like flow into different topics of assholeness. I'm surprised we're not talking about my asshole. I'm surprised that hasn't come up yet. Okay, we're not bringing that up on this episode. You can go listen back to my laser experience episode if you want to hear about my asshole. Okay. Now we're moving into the boyfriend, best friend category, which I knew would get fucking juicy. So we should have done a drinking game. I should have said, like, every time you hear me say like, we'll start now. Every time you hear me say like, take a fucking sip of wine or a sip of your drink. I just know one person that's watching live. Hey, Lindsay, shout out. She's drinking wine. So, Amanda, you're watching. Take a big old fat sip of water, girl. I'm going to take a drink now. Okay. This is kind of fun. I'm literally like sweating, but you know, it's fine. I'll take my slippers off. Okay. Am I the asshole for dating my best friend's ex? Yeah, I think so. I think generically, yes. I think if we're putting terms onto situations like this, if you're not really being a girl's girl, you know? I think girls wouldn't date their exes, their best friend's exes. You know what I mean? Now, I do think that there's a clause to this because, well, but here's the thing. We're not in high school anymore. You know what I mean? Like when you're in high school, everybody's Eskimo sisters. Everybody's like swapping around, going back and forth, like betraying their friends and whatever. I just think you're not the exception, okay? Like majority of the time, you're not the exception, you're the rule. And the rule is you don't sleep with your best friend's ex-boyfriend. It's really that simple. Okay. Am I the asshole for trying to kiss my man's best friend in front of him? Context, I was drunk. Yes. You are the asshole. I don't think drinking is an excuse to make mistakes like this. I don't even really think that needs any more context. I mean, I know it's hard to hear, but like, did you confuse him? Like if you were like, oh, it's his brother and they're twins, then I'd be like, okay, girl, common mistake. Like obviously you were wasted. They look alike. You just grabbed one, but that's not like, I'm not getting that context, you know? So you can't do it. You're the asshole. And if it's something you wanted to do, I think time to like, to dig a little deeper into why this relationship is not working for you. And maybe that's a topic we can discuss at another time. Let me see how many, I feel like I'm flying through these. Okay. We still got like three baby pages. How many times have I said like since we talked about it? I don't really feel like I've said it at all other than the last two. So cheers. Okay. Am I the asshole for telling my fuck buddy not to... Okay, I'm going to try not to laugh. For telling my fuck buddy not to send me masturbation videos with busted up fake nails. I have two thoughts on this one. I'm going to go with the first one. We're just going to keep it real and true to, you know, man hating on the show. I'm sorry. Like guys, if you're listening, you're not the ones, you're not it. You're the asshole. You are for sure the asshole because you should be so lucky that you're getting videos sent to you. Why are you complaining? You're going to pick apart the one fucking thing that's wrong with the video and be like, oh my God, all I can pay attention to is your busted ass fucking nail. I'm sorry, sir. Are you paying for the nails? Are you buying her manicure? No, you should be grateful that you're getting anything because again, like you're just fuck buddies. So she could go have sex with anyone else if she wanted to. Count your motherfucking blessings. That's all I gotta say. Am I the asshole for staying with someone because I felt bad for them? Yes. You're only hurting yourself and the other person. Like, there's nothing positive coming from a situation like this just because you feel bad. Like, I'm sure you feel bad to break up with them. Why aren't you just breaking up with them? You know? Oh, well, I guess it's because you feel bad for them, but they gotta fucking deal with their own shit. They don't got their shit together. Like, something's going on, whatever. If they're like depressed or like some fucking bullshit happens, it's like, if you don't want to be with that person, you're doing yourself a disjustice, whatever. One of the justices in the not form, you're doing yourself a disjustice. We're going to go with that. Oh my God. Someone's screaming in the comments, get her some nails. Yes, girl. Yes. Buy her fucking nails. If you're going to be send her a fucking Venmo, if you're going to be talking shit about her manicure. Anyways, I digress. Yeah, you gotta move on. You gotta be honest about your relationship because you're just stuck in something that you don't want to be in either. And you're wasting your own time. Everybody's time. We're done. We're done wasting time in relationships that don't serve us. It's 2024. How long have you been in that relationship that doesn't serve you? Have you counted the years? If the shoe fucking fits, you know who I'm talking about. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. I'm talking broadly to everyone, but specifically one person that I know that's watching right now. I'm just kidding. I love you so much. But seriously, like this, you only get one of these lives to live if that's what you believe in. And you gotta fucking live it. Like, stop settling and move on. Stop feeling bad. You know what? You can feel bad for breaking up with him. Break up with him. Send him a fucking voice note so you don't have to fucking deal with it. Block his fucking number. Block and delete. And you just go fucking ghost. 2024. Toxic tips from Tatum. Holla. No, just kidding. The martinis are really hitting right now. Speaking of, wow. Okay. Am I the asshole? I feel like I'm just being goofy on purpose now. Okay, everybody. Because I feel awkward and I know people are watching me, even though it's still just like a whopping three. People are like in and out of the chat. Just being goofy. I think it's going to make for a great episode. Okay. Am I the asshole for not telling my friend she's the problem in all of her relationships, not the men? Whoo. That is something we can unpack. No, I don't think you are. I don't think it's your job to tell your friend unless she asks you point blank. Like, you guys are talking about something specific and she's like, am I in the wrong? Then I think you have a chance. You have a chance to be honest in a way that she's going to understand it. Maybe just not be like, yeah, bitch, it's literally not them. It's you. You're fucking psychotic. Like, I wouldn't say that, but I would maybe use that chance to be like, honestly, it's not something that like that I wouldn't respond in the way that you're responding, but XYZ. But at the end of the day, I don't think it's your job to make choices for your friends' lives. And that can actually hurt the relationship that you guys have. Unless this is something that's already, unless it's coming out in other ways, like towards other people, including you. And there's like some projection of like, negativity on any time that you guys talk about your lives. I think like in a friendship, if you're feeling like you're withholding things from that person because that it's going to be a negative experience. I think it just says a lot about the friendship. Like sometimes you have to take a couple steps back from stuff like that because you don't want the negativity in your life, because sometimes you don't know how to show up for them in the way that you need to, nor do you want to hear the same thing over and over again. So I think it can definitely put a strain on some of the friendship, but I don't think it's your job. And unless there's an opportunity and you're like, I'm fucking sick of this shit, I need to say something, then I think if she asks you, then you can fully have a moment to be like, you know what, honestly, are you asking for my advice or are you just trying to vent? If they say advice, then I think you just let them know. I mean, there's nothing wrong with being honest. Honesty is the best policy, they say, and it'll save you from a lot of fucking bullshit. Like if your friend gets fucking mad, let her be mad that she's only mad because she doesn't want to hear it, right? And then hopefully after some time goes by and people can like digest the information, then moving forward, they can make their own decision about it and there can be a conversation. Communication is so important in relationships. Especially friendships as we're getting older, but just all relationships. Okay. Wow. We just got so deep there. Let's lighten it up. Do something a little risque on this one. I'm officially gone. The martini is dead. It's probably a good thing. Okay. Am I the asshole for messaging a person I don't know to let them know their partner is cheating on them? Absolutely fucking not. You are not the asshole. This is, again, girls being girls. We love this. I love this energy. This is conflicting. Okay. Because one side of me wants to be like, absolutely the fuck not. Because I've been in this situation and I have two stories that I'll share with you because they're like wild. But sometimes I feel like it's just, if it's like an, I don't know. Here's my thing. If it's someone that's just like hitting you up on social media or maybe in real life, they're like being flirty with you, whatever, if it's with you directly, this is what I'm talking about. If it's like, you know, that someone's cheating on their significant other through a friend because that friend is whatever, that's too much. I think that it would be like, why are you getting yourself into someone else's business? But I think if it's you directly and you're dealing with someone who's like hitting on you, flirting with you, whatever, and it's like so blatant that they're with someone else, I think if it's like a social media thing, you just make it apparent to be like, hey, I see that your wife is like tagged in your Instagram bio. Like, do you think she would like knowing that her husband is flirting with girls on Instagram? I think you like say something to them. Now, this is where I don't think you're the asshole for telling the other person who's getting cheated on, is if you were under the impression this whole time that, oh, fuck. Sorry, I just tried to lift myself up and we're not strong enough for that yet. I think if you are like bamboozled at the fact that this person was hiding their significant other and you've like been talking to them, you've gone on dates or like you met them out and like had a hookup or something like that, and then a situation arises where it gets deeper than just the initial flirting, then I think you're not the asshole and that fucking man is the asshole and he has every reason to be thrown under the fucking bus for his actions. Now, let me tell you a story. If you know, you fucking know. This happened with me twice. The first time this happened, I literally left work. This was like forever ago, probably like 2017 or something. Left work, went to the gas station, was pumping gas. This guy was like behind me. I could tell he was checking me out. He was like in a suit, tall, dark, and handsome. And I was like, oh my God, he's so fine. And I could tell he was checking me out, but he like wasn't saying anything. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to make a fucking move. Like, I look cute. I'm feeling myself. In that moment in my life, I had started hitting on men because I was just like, why the fuck not? And so I like went up to him and I forget what I said. I said something. And he, so I guess I should just say, if you know, it's, this was Gilbert from Gilbert. Okay. This guy's name was Gilbert and I met him in Gilbert and he gave me his number. He said he wanted to like hang out or whatever. Fast forward, we went on two dates. The first time I met him was at like a hotel, which to me was kind of weird, but also this point in time of dating, like I so badly wish I knew what I know now when it comes to like dating and men just in general. And like, I feel like people have always looked at me as like having confidence even like back then, but I look at myself now and I'm like, maybe I had confidence, but I had zero self-respect. And I was just like, woo, yeah, like whatever. I'm the fun girl. We can party, whatever. So like I met this guy at like a hotel bar, which that should have been the first fucking red flag. Honestly, Gilbert from Gilbert should have been the first fucking red flag. Okay. But I meet him at this bar. We hang out. We're just like having a couple drinks, whatever. I don't even think we kissed that night. Fast forward, we go on a second date. Before I was leaving for this date, my roommate at the time was dating this guy and they were staying home. I was talking to them about this guy and just like saying some things that I had learned about him on the first date. And they both were like, this is kind of weird. Like, where did you meet this guy? What's his name? Whatever. So like gave the information. Go on this date. We went to Dos Gringos, which I used to work there at the time, or I had just stopped working there, and he meets me there. When I get out of the car, he's on the phone and he's sitting on the phone in the car. And I was like standing outside my car, like kind of waiting, like, hello, like, are you gonna get out of the fucking car? But he wouldn't get off the phone. Fucking red flag, right? I'm sure you're listening to this like, what the hell are you doing? He gets out of the car. He's still on the phone and I'm just standing there quietly. Like, why the fuck was I being quiet? She's like, oh my God, hey, like, how are you? Well, he finally gets off the phone and then we like go inside. We're like hanging out. We get some food. We're just talking, whatever. He gives me some more details, like talking about where his kids go to school and like whatever. And he has a couple kids, whatever. Long story short, I get back from the date, back to my roommates. They found his wife. Yeah, she was the, actually probably shouldn't say all the information. She worked in education. And I was like, okay, what the fuck? Honestly, I was like pissed. Did I think I was gonna fucking be with this guy or like date him for a while? Probably not. But because even like some of our experience was like fucking awkward. I guess he used to be like, or almost made it to, I can't even say that. I was going to give people too much information to search. I'm not going to do that. Okay. I found out he had a wife and I was like, and it was easy to find her because of the details. So I'm like sitting here and I was kind of pissed. I was like, I bet you that's who he was on the phone with. That's why he didn't rush to get off the phone. And now I'm like, what the fuck do I do? So I do some digging of myself. I find the wife. I find where she works. I find her social media. She's pregnant also. He has a wife and she's pregnant. And I'm like, dude, fuck this guy. So I took it upon me in that moment to message his wife and say, just be very kind, very honest. I'm like, this is what happened. We went on two dates. We like, you know, made out. Nothing else really happened. Was I in the wrong? I don't know. Let me fucking know. Comment on live. Was I in the wrong for reaching out to this girl? Am I the asshole? I don't think so. Now, here's the other thing. Are they still together? Probably. She's fucking pregnant. Like, I can't imagine putting myself in that situation and being like fucking about to have a baby. You have kids together. You guys are married. And then you find this out. Who knows? It couldn't have been the first fucking time. I mean, come on. It was like three kids in pregnant and this is the first fucking time. I don't know. Whatever. I didn't do any recon on that because I didn't care enough to, but I was like, I'm going to say my piece. I'm like, from one girl to the other, I just felt like I, after figuring out this information, I needed to let you know, do with that what, with what you will, whatever. Okay. Then there was another time. This one was just as bad, but it's a fun story. So let's go. Me and my friends were going up to Flagstaff for one of my friend's birthdays. We rented an Airbnb there once, and it was like in the middle of winter. And I remember I was like serial dating. I was just like, hadn't had sex in a while. And I was like, you know what? I am fucking this weekend. I don't care who it is. Like I said, this was a long time ago. Okay. Like 5 or 6 years ago, probably. I'm like, I'm downloading Tinder. I'm finding someone. I'm going to meet up with them when we go out there, and I'm going to get laid. And I told my friend for her, like on her birthday, it was her birthday weekend. I told her the plan. I was like, hey, I just want to let you know, it's been a long time, like 6 months or something. I need this. And I love you. And I'm going to be here for your birthday, but I'm also like at some point not, Okay. So long story long, but we're going to skip to the bar part. We go to the bar. I ended up meeting someone on Tinder. He was like a total fucking frat boy, just gross. I was like, this isn't going to happen. I'm push that one to the side. We're at the bar. I see this fine ass guy, like totally my type, fit, wearing a medium shirt. You can see his muscles, like nice teeth, outgoing. I was like, that's a fucking guy. That one. That's a fucking guy. So I started pulling the moves. And I told my friends, I whispered, I was like, I'm going home with that guy tonight. That's the one. And I was like, we're on the hunt, you know, we're hanging out, we're at the bar. We ended up like my group was hanging out with their group. We're all like going back and forth, having drinks, whatever. First thing that I look at, finger, no ring. Perfect. Because I've been through this before. I mean, I just fucking told you, not the first time. So we're talking, we're hanging out, we swap numbers. His friends go to a different bar. My friends go to a different bar. We end up meeting back up with them. I'm like hanging out. And then at some point there was, I think I honestly made the comment. I was like, well, do you want to go like to your hotel? We could go there right now. You can go back, hang out with your friends after. He was like, okay. So we go to the hotel. Oh my God, I can't believe I'm sharing this on live on Instagram. I don't know if this is Instagram live worthy, but if you're fucking listening, this is a juicy ass fucking story. And if you like this story, you need to follow my podcast because there's way more over there. We go back to his hotel. I have never had a scene, like an experience, like a scene in a movie at this point in my life until then. It was like ravishing. Bust through the door, making out, pushing on the wall, taking off clothes. Like all of these things were happening, and it was like hot and heavy and intense. He like picks me up and puts me on the counter and like pulls out my pants and like lays me down. My fucking like, literally, I don't even think I had my shoes off. My pants were to my ankles, and he starts going down on me. And I was like, holy shit, literally like legs in the air like this, just go into town. Okay. All of a sudden someone walks in, guy, one of his friends opens the door, goes like gasps, shuts the door. We're like, oh, what the fuck? Literally, I like pull my pants, roll off the counter. This was in a hotel, by the way. Roll off the counter. I smashed one of the lights with my heel. It shattered. Okay. The guy comes in. He's pissed. And he like goes into the room, into the bathroom. And I'm like pulling on my pants, button them up, sitting on the couch. Like, what the fuck just happened? Like, I know it's like not something we expect, is to like walk in and see your friends having sex with some girl, or not sex, like hooking up with some girl from the bar. But I'm like, why are you so mad? Are you like, I don't understand that. So I'm like sitting there, he goes in the other room, they're like talking for a second, he comes out and he's sitting there, he's like, I'm sorry, like I don't know why my friend's like so mad, blah blah blah. I was like, Okay. I don't know. Like, it just seems like a little awkward now. So I'm gonna go. Gonna go find my friends, you know? I love how I'm sharing this story and now there's more people staying active. Now go subscribe to the fucking podcast, guys, because you think that was good. Let me tell you. I ended up leaving. Okay, this is where the story gets juicy. I was like, I had his phone number. I left, met up back with my friends. I was so excited because I was like, okay, little awkward, whatever, not a big deal. But I'm like, he's so fine. I have his number. Like, he also lived in the area and he was just up there visiting. I'm like, oh my God, this could be a thing. Like, we could, like, whatever. I was like getting excited, romanticizing, if you will. And I go to sleep. It was a long fucking night. I wake up in the morning. Hold on, I gotta take a sip of water. I wake up in the morning to a text from this guy. I think his name was Matt or Max, whatever. I wake up to a text from him, and the text says something similar to, "Hey, I kind of fucked up last night." I don't know if you remember where we're going with this, but it's all going to come back together here in a second. He's like, I kind of fucked up last night. So I actually have a wife, and our text messages somehow got sent to my stepson's iPad, and she read them. So could you just like do me a solid? And if she reaches out to you, I cannot make this shit up. If she reaches out to you, could you just like go along with like I was trying to help you find your friends? Because that's kind of what it sounded like anyways. And I dead ass, everything just like gravity fucking hit. Like I was in space and my body just hit the ground. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? This guy did not say he was married. He did not say he had a girlfriend. He had no ring on his finger. And I'm literally, the only reason I'm finding out is because our messages went to his kid's iPad and his fucking wife read them. So I responded and I was like, honestly, I do not want to be involved with your personal life drama. He sent a text back saying, thank you. Okay, I kid you not, 2 hours later, I got a fucking DM from his wife. Shouldn't laugh. It's not funny. It's just wild. I'm like, what? I got a DM from his wife. And she basically asked me to confirm the story. Hey, so I know you were with my husband last night. I just wanted to like know, was he helping you find your friends? So this is where I come in. Am I the asshole? Am I the asshole for screenshotting her husband's messages of him wanting me to play along with his fucking bullshit lie and sending them to his wife when she asked me if his bullshit lie was really what happened? Because you bet your fucking ass that's what I did. I took his message of him asking me, hey, could you just go along with and sent him to his wife. And I said, I'm so sorry. I do not want to be involved. Do with that what you will. There was no ring on his finger. I would have never hooked up with him. I told her, I was like, we didn't have sex, but there was, you know, he did go down on me, which honestly, probably worse. No one wants to hear that. But I was just trying to be honest and out. I didn't want to be a part of that anymore. So you'll have to fucking let me know in the comments. But it's like if you're dealing with someone who's directly cheating and they're just like playing you also, I don't think you're the asshole because now everybody's getting played in the situation. But if it's like a side thing or like comments on social media or something, I think you just direct that back to them. And if it continuously happens, you just keep screenshotting them, let them know, and then you have ammo if you decide you do want to reach out to someone. So, next, am I the asshole for fucking my cousin's best friend for years without anyone knowing? Absolutely not. I don't think so. Who cares? It's your cousin. Cousin's best friend. Who fucking cares? I think that's fun. A little mystery, a little scandal, trying to like hide a secret. That's not hurting anyone. It's family. I don't care about that one. No. Am I the asshole for still sleeping and seeing my ex while fucking other people? Also, no, I don't think so. I think as long as you're being safe and are you lying? I don't know. If you get caught in a lie, someone's going to think you're an asshole. But if you're not the ex is an ex. Like you said, ex for a reason. So in my mind, it's like, you're just dating. You can have the comfort sex if you want. That's fine. Have sex with whoever you want. Find new people. See if you like them. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think if people are going to start asking questions, it's like, well, honestly, we're not in a relationship. So I don't feel comfortable sharing like my outside business with you. If you're not comfortable with that, then we can stop this. Again, communication, girly. Okay. We're down to the last one. Am I the asshole for ending a friendship over text because anytime she called or reached out to me, it would only be to talk about herself and she would never ask me anything about myself? Oh, it just goes into the communication. I think the context here is important. Like, how long have you been friends? Is this a meaningful friendship to you? If it's not, then I don't think you are the asshole. I think you can be honest over text. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Do people want to hear it necessarily? No. Is it easy to text argue? Yes. So I think you just knowingly walk into that situation and understand that like there's probably going to be a lot of rebuttal, but I think you could also maybe even do a voice note and be like, hey, honestly, this is just how I've been feeling. And it really sucks because I enjoy your friendship, but I feel like when we talk, it's only about you and it's not like a mutual give and take. And I just don't have the energy to put any more time into this friendship at the current moment. And then just distance yourself. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. So are we the asshole? Yes, no, maybe so. This was fun. Okay. It only took me like 20, 25 minutes to get past like the full fear of like people watching live, but I think I did a good job. I honestly didn't expect to go this long. I'm glad we got into like a little story time, which I normally do in episodes. It's a give and take, a push and pull. I love hearing from you guys. So if you watched, if you're listening, if you're new here, please follow me on Girl Stop Talking Podcast on Instagram. Also my personal page, Tatum Zoe, 3 E's. We're going to be working. I say we, like there's more people doing it. I guess my man helps me sometimes, but I'm going to be working on uploading the YouTube. I know I've been saying this for a while, but I'm going to try and put all my clips on there and you will continue to see weekly content. There will be more prompts and maybe more lives. This might be a reoccurring thing. I really enjoy doing this and hopefully it will bring new subscribers and an audience to the actual show. So if you liked listening, if you liked watching, you can watch me every Monday on Spotify and you can listen anywhere you listen to podcasts. And for that, I say good night. See you next fucking week, bitches. Oh, okay. Bye.
Girl, stop talking.